Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. The Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I take an aspect of Stoicism and do my best to break it down to its most important points. I talk about my successes and my failures and hope that you can learn something from my experience and make your life just a little bit better, all within the space of a coffee break. This week's episode is called The Road to Growth, Why the Journey Matters More Than the Destination. Why do you set goals? Why is it important for you to accomplish those goals? Today, I want to talk about why we should try to accomplish goals, even if we never achieve them. That which we desire lies across an ocean of hard-won knowledge, the Stoic Emperor. Because we live in an achievement-driven culture, we often feel like if we don't achieve certain things that we are falling behind. Now, whether that's getting a college degree or making a certain amount of money, or achieving a certain amount of fame, there are always areas that we may feel like we're not accomplishing what we think we should. But let's stop and think about it for a moment. Is there anything in this world that we actually have to accomplish? If you think about it from the most basic level, the only thing you really need to accomplish in this world to be a successful human being is basic survival. Everything else is just something that we choose to do. There's nothing that we actually have to do. So if this is the case, then why do anything? I think if we look at the fundamental part of human nature, part of being a human being is to learn and grow. It's fundamental to our nature. It's hardwired into us. I mean, just look at a baby. They can't help but learn and grow. They're always curious about everything and try to learn and understand anything that they come in contact with. They're always making noise as they try and figure out how to speak. And curiosity and learning and improvement are just part of their nature. It's part of our nature. Give yourself fully to your endeavors. Decide to construct your character through excellent actions and determine to pay the price of a worthy goal. The trials you encounter will introduce you to your strengths. Epictetus. Have you ever had a time where you accomplished an important goal? Maybe you worked hard for a promotion at work, or you got a car that you had always dreamed of, only to find that you were happy about it in the moment. But a few weeks or months later, you are at the same level of happiness as before you achieved that goal. This is because far too often we get stuck on the outcome of thinking that the actual achieving of the goal is what will make us happy. And in study after study, scientists have found that even when people achieve some goal, they find that their happiness only lasts for a short period of time. And then they find themselves at the same level of happiness before they achieved it. This is called the hedonic treadmill. Meaning that in order to sustain the same level of happiness, we have to keep achieving even more because we are never satisfied. So if this is the case, if we're not happier after achieving our goals, then why should we even try to achieve or accomplish anything more? Why not just coast along and do the minimum in life? For me, I think the reason that we work to achieve our goals is not for the outcome of the goal, but because of the person that we will have to become in order to achieve that goal. We go after goals because of the growth and the change that will happen when we try to accomplish them. The work that we put in to achieve those goals stretches us in ways that otherwise would not occur in our daily lives. the skills that we have to learn and the processes that we have to put into place will help us become a better person. The journey to the goal is far more important than the goal itself. A goal is just something that gives us a direction. In 1969, the U.S. landed the first manned craft on the moon. This goal had been started years earlier when President John F. Kennedy challenged NASA to put a man on the moon before the Russians did. Now, while part of the reason for this goal was to prove military superiority over the Russians, Kennedy also knew that to land a man on the moon was an audacious goal. And in a speech to Rice University in 1962, Kennedy said, "We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard, because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills, because that challenge is one that we are willing to accept, one that we are unwilling to postpone, and one that we intend to win." Kennedy knew that the work needed to get a man on the moon would be the organizing principle behind great advances in humanity. The technology that would have to be created in order to accomplish such a goal would need to be invented. He knew that the discoveries in mathematics, engineering, material science, and many other fields would need to happen before we were able to successfully have anyone striding on the lunar soil. He knew that even if we failed, the progress that we as a society would make in trying to reach that goal would be incredible. From that one goal, we now have all kinds of amazing technology. Things like improved fireproof gear that was created for astronauts is now standard in fire departments around the world. Other inventions that are in wide use include water filtration systems to purify water, freeze-dried food, camera technologies for telescopes that is now used in mobile phone cameras so you can thank NASA for your selfies. We have integrated circuits that are in almost everything tech-based, and even ski goggles that filter out blue light so you can hit the slopes without being blinded. These are just a few of the myriad technologies that came into being just from trying to hit an audacious goal. So, what are the stumbling blocks that can get in the way as we work to achieve our goals? And what can we do to be sure that we're getting the most out of our journey on the way to accomplishing that what we set out to do? People are always looking for shortcuts. The only way to achieve greatness in life is to have patience, consistency, and discipline. David Goggins. Because you are trying to live the Stoic ideals, the Stoics believe strongly in justice as one of the four major virtues. Cheating to win or to accomplish your goal obviously doesn't help you live the virtue of justice. You should hold yourself to high standards and to achieve your goals ethically. Doing so is an important part of building your character. But the biggest reason why cheating is a waste is that if you cheat to get your goal, while you may actually get the outcome you want, in doing so, you miss the growth that comes along with it. Remember, the goal is not the point. It's the person that you become while trying to achieve the goal that matters. Even if no one else knows that you cheated, the only person that loses is you. You may have the outcome you want, but deep down inside you know that it's a hollow victory. True success is achieved by stretching oneself, learning to feel comfortable with being uncomfortable. Ken Perot. So what happens if you work really hard but never achieve your goal? I know plenty of people that won't even set goals because they feel like that they will never reach them. But even if you never actually accomplish the goal, you will still grow in trying to achieve it. You will learn something. You will still grow and gain skills in whatever area you are working on. These things matter far more than actually achieving the goal. This is why setting a challenging goal that seems like it's out of your reach is still a great thing to do. The trick is not to focus on whether or not you actually achieve the goal, but you are continually moving forward towards that goal. Making progress is far more important than the actual outcome. Defining yourself as a failure simply means that you haven't achieved some expectation that you set for yourself. If you're making progress, you're not failing. So concerning the things we pursue and for which we vigorously exert ourselves, we owe this consideration. Either there is nothing useful in them, or most aren't useful. Some of them are superfluous, while others aren't worth that much. But we don't discern this, and we see them as free, when they cost us dearly. Seneca. Because we want goals to help us to grow, we need to set goals that actually challenge us. If we set goals that are easy and don't challenge us, then they really aren't very helpful. We might be reaching and completing all sorts of goals, but if the goals don't help you grow, they aren't really helpful. If you want to be better, set goals that scare and excite you. This is something that I'm experiencing right now, as I'm working on attracting coaching clients for my mastermind and other programs. It often produces anxiety because I'm having to learn all kinds of skills, such as how to create courses and masterminds that are helpful for others. I'm learning how to write copy that explains the value of my programs and what they have to offer. I'm learning how to create videos that are entertaining and how to get better at posting on social media. I'm even learning to manage my time better and getting more organized. Show me someone for whom success is less important than the manner in which it is achieved. Of concern for the means rather than the ends of their actions. I want to see him. This is the person I have looked for a long time, the true genius. Epictetus. Another aspect to think about when you work on achieving your goals is to not take shortcuts or scrimp on the quality of your work. Remember, the reason for the goal is for you to grow, so part of that growth is learning to do high-quality work. Just as with cheating, the more you slack on how well you do something, the more you cheat yourself by not learning how to do things at a higher standard. Now, doing good work does not mean that you have to do it perfectly. Perfectionism is the killer of great things. Perfectionism is born out of insecurity and a need to please others. We feel like we have to get it just right in order for us to feel like we are good enough for other people to appreciate us. Doing good work means that we do the best that we can at the level we are able to work at and to take into consider any other circumstances. Goals are something that are important for us to set, but we need to understand that achieving the goal is probably the least important part of the process. Goals are something we need to use because of the growth that they will bring. We need to set goals that will help us become the people that we want to be. They need to be challenging and uncomfortable. While the outcome of the goal might be something great, the person you'll be on the other side of that goal will be even greater. And that's the end of this week's Stoic Coffee Break. Be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and thanks for listening.